Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
Magnificent, loyal, faithful God. Woo! This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald. What a pleasure. Oh my goodness, what a pleasure. What an honor to come to you talking about this mind thing. For it more surely is a mind thing. Again, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing. And we're talking about our God and how He's such an impenetrable force. how he's so good to us. Just magnificent. And we're just thankful. Praise him. There is somebody like our God. And he tells you himself. I love it. In Isaiah, the 45th chapter and the second verse, he says, I go before thee and I make the crooked places straight. He, you know, God doesn't have a problem telling you who he is, because most of the times we need to know. And he says, I make the crooked places straight. I will break down the pieces in the gates of brass, cut asunder the bars of iron. I will give the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of a secret place, that thou mayest know that I, Lord God, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. And if he's the God of Israel, we're Abraham's seed, and we're all that. All that with our God. It is such an honor. This week, we're talking about God's army, being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, which we use it as a reference for the entire year, because we're studying on putting on the whole armor of God. And that's how that sixth verse of Ephesians starts out. It says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God expects us to trust his strength and to trust his might, because he cannot and he will not fail. Right before the show, I just random a scripture, and what I came up with was in the 18th chapter of Acts, in the 9th verse, and God was speaking to Paul. Now, this was before he had the assignment, right before, to go out to the Gentiles, because he had tried the Jews and he was just rejected of the Jews. And Paul had declared, he says, henceforth, he said, this blood will be on your hand. He says, I'm clean and I'm going unto the Gentiles. So when he makes, and notice this, notice the order of this, he makes a declaration about what he's going to do. See, so many times we say, oh, I'm just waiting on the Lord. You know, I just want to see what God wants me to do. And God is saying, hello, I already have a plan, but what do you plan to do? So Paul tells God, he makes it known what he's planning to do. He says, henceforth, your blood's on your own hand. I'm going into the Gentile. And then when he says that, then here comes God with his backup, with his faithful army backup. He says in the 9th verse, then spake the Lord to Paul that night in a night vision, be not afraid, but speak. And hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. So when you speak out, I was talking with one of my parishioners tonight, and I was saying, you've got to say what it is you want and what it is you're going to do. Dude, he says, make your request known. He says, whatsoever you desire when you pray. So it's up to you to speak. Have a desire. You know, God already promised to supply all your needs. And then he tells you that if your ways please me, he'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll give you your wants. And so these things are promised. But if you never ask, you never receive. And I say you don't ask because you don't believe. It's like, you know. And this person was kind of hem-hawing-ish, as we do, and myself as well. Well, Lord, you know, okay, I can be satisfied with this. I can make it with this. And I'm like, your father's rich. Ask for something big. Ask for something that would take a miracle and his supernatural powers to do. That's what God wants to do. He always wants to show his children his greatness and who he is. When you sign up for this army, oh my goodness, God is going to do miraculous things, but you have to be completely sold out to him. You have to be completely committed, you know, to death. I mean, you have to be completely. So our subject is refuse to bow, commit to God's army. And I was in my studies and research, and I was speaking with someone, and I said, you know, when we sign up, and I was dealing with someone who has a PTSD, you know, from being, he said he was in a special force. He's had men's brains all over his head and his face just blown up, and we went into places never knew we were coming out, and, you know, but and that was that commitment that they had made when they signed up in the U.S. military. I would defend my country, and God bless them. And that's just so amazing how that commitment was unto death. I mean, they never knew from time to time. I know someone that's in Green Beret, and if he's gone, he'll be gone because he's not allowed to tell anyone where he has been and what has been going on, none of that. So that's that commitment that's made. They don't know our police force, our fire engine people. That's a commitment that they lay down every day to protect us, and just so thankful. And we can do that, it seems, maybe because of the norm, maybe because it's tangent. But what about for God? When it comes to the Lord, we're like, well, you know, I was thinking, really? When you sign up for the military, they don't ask your opinion. They tell you how it is and what's going on and what you're going to be doing. And that's that. And that's what you go with. So this is what God is asking for, is a commitment unto him, to the one who gives you your very next breath, who wakes you up every day, the one that created you. He requires. He's our Lord and our God. But I tell you, the cool thing about our God is that no matter what you commit, he always rewards you for doing that which is right. I mean, it's such a win-win situation for everything. And he says, if you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, put on this whole armor, he will protect you. But you have to volunteer to put it on, not wait for it to jump up on your lap and surround you, but put it on. You know, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And then he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things I tell you to do? So if you believe him, you will obey. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you sign up for the U.S. military, you have to be able to follow directions, not have an opinion where, you know, I wasn't ready to go, it's too early, this is, you know, not a day. No. Your life depends on it, and also do the other people's lives around you. You know, if you're moody, having a mood swing for that moment, that never works because your life depends on it and all the other people around you. You have to be as one. I mean, they really, when they go in like that, special targeted, have to be as one. Well, that's what the Lord is. We can commit to another human being, but not to our Creator. So God is saying, you know, that he is the Lord thy God that will keep you, that will protect you, that will do everything, but he wants you to commit your ways until he says, trust in the Lord. With this Proverbs 3:5-6, with all thy heart, and lean not into thy understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Now, the path that he, there's only one correct path, and that's the path that he will direct you in. Now, if you don't choose to hear, then you're going to choose your own path, which will be the incorrect path, and the outcome will not be a good thing. I don't know why the only kind of luck I have is bad luck. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck. Some people say that stuff. But that's because you're simply directing your own path. It's you. It's not God. Trust me. It's you. If I had to choose, it's you know, God is the right way. But just taking self-efficacy, just looking at yourself and saying, I need to change. And, you know, here's the thing. If you don't allow yourself to choose and be in charge of you, then how can you change? A lot of the time we say, well, you know, this circumstance hadn't happened to me, if this person hadn't done this, it's always someone else. Well, then if you're ruled by someone else, then you're a victim to everybody and everything, and nothing will rule in your favor. But if you decide, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to acknowledge God. We're going to read his word. We're going to spend time in his temple. We're going to fast. We're going to pray. We're going to do what the word of God says do. Watch the change. Because he says, I'm the Lord thy God, and I keep you. This is what he said. Now, here's the scripture that we use, 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So if you go where God lives and you know where he lives and he inhabits praise, if you worship him and you inhabit praise, then you're going to be protected because you went to him and you saying, God, I need you. And you want to allow him to protect you. And that's what he said he will do. He will put you under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. What? Yeah, that's what you're going to do. You're going to allow God to mandate and to help you. I mean, he's the only one who lives in the future. It's a win-win situation. Is it logical? Is it natural? No, it's supernatural. And it's the Spirit of God that requires miracles for him to do it. But that's what he does. He is a God of miracles. I've had some miraculous things happen to me today. Only God. And I just have to stop and just glorify and just worship him because I see how he's ordering, you know, he's directing my path, he's directing my day, and you know is God. Now, you got to remember now, God likes to show you off and to show up that he is God. So he's going to do things, what he's going to do is supernatural. It's not going to be common sense. In fact, the word common won't even come into play with it at all. But it's miraculous and it's wonderful. And he says, surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Yes, he will. God's a keeper. And he loves his children. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Whosoever, doesn't make any difference who it is, whosoever believeth on him. But he wants you to believe. But once you say you believe, then there's things that you have to do. And once you get a hold of that thing, don't let anything else utter out of your mouth. You know, believe on him for everything. So this is a promise that we have from a God who is faithful. He has a shield, and the shield of faith is one is our scripture for July and August. Putting on the shield in the sixth chapter of Ephesians 16 verse. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye are able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And another translation says, "Put it on. Put the thing on. You want to be shielded? Put it on." And take care of yourself because you've shown God that you believe by putting on the shield of faith that he's going to protect you. You're relying on him. You have given him permission to take care of you, his creation. Isn't that something when you read through the Bible and you see so many times that the Lord would try to convince the Jews, I am the Lord that got the heal of thee. I am the Lord. Besides me, there is none other. I am that I am. I mean, and it was new for them. But some of them got it. Are you going to be one of those ones that say, yes, Father, I love thee. I adore thee. Yes, whatever you say, do, that's what I'll be doing. Does it have to make sense? No, most of the time it won't. Most of the time it will not. I know I walked out of the room once we were working with someone and they wanted to receive the Holy Ghost. And God said, tell them, I said, jump. And if they jump, I'll fill them. I'm like, well, that's unique. But then I know the voice of the Lord. I said, God said. And what we were doing was just worshiping. And God said, jump and he'll fill you. We started jumping, buddy. And bam, the Holy Ghost had just fallen. It's so beautiful to see the unctionizing of the Holy Ghost. And I just love it when the Lord takes them on a trip away and they're just gone. And gone to be with him. And you see the miraculous wandering works. And this is what I'm going to reference back here again to Acts, the 18th chapter, 9th verse, when Paul declared he spoke. You know how my little saying is that if you don't speak it, no, it says speak it so God can release it. You have to say. Your words have power. You have to say. Oh, and that was another thing. And paralleling what Paul was saying here, he says, you know, I'm going to the Gentile. And then God came along in the night vision and backed him up. But earlier in the week, I was studying the centurion who said to Jesus, he says, my servant is sick and I want you to pray for him. And Jesus said, well, I'll come to your house. He says, no. I'm not worthy that you should come to my house, but only speak the word and it shall be. And he says, I have not seen a faith like this ever. He just believed in God speaking, and he didn't have to show up, lay hands, or do any of that thing. Well, that's what he told us to do. Start speaking, not wondering if it's going to happen. Well, I'm going to be embarrassed and look stupid if it doesn't come to pass. Well, you'll be embarrassed and look stupid. You're exactly right, because you don't believe it. But when you decree and declare things and say, oh, this shall be in the name of Jesus. Well, before the beginning of time, check it out. God already knew you were going to say that. So he already prepared it to happen, just like he did with Peter and John when they were walking and the man says, swore the poor. And they said, well, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. They knew what they didn't have. Bam, they knew what they did have. And they said, for such as I have. Oh, that took me a lifetime to get the revelation on that, because I always love that scripture, always love that example. I'm like, man, they didn't call a prayer meeting, a fast, or they didn't call anything. They just spoke and got honored. They said, I'm like, woo. And I've been trying to understand that thing. But then one day the Lord revealed to me, they said, it's all about speaking it, such as I have. They knew they had the power of the Holy Spirit in them. They knew that when it fell on them in the upper room, because that was supernatural. It wasn't language they had spoken, and that was supernatural that you... me as a human, now I've learned several to pronounce several languages and try to understand them because I'm an opera singer, so I sing in several different languages and familiar somewhat with them, but I don't speak them fluently. When the Holy Ghost makes, and I'm just speaking fluently like I've been studying this for the last 10 years, you know that that's God. And he said in Acts 2:38, what must we do to be saved? It's so plain. Repent, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they said in different places it shows for they heard them speak with tongues. But back in Hosea, he said, I'm going to speak to with a new tongue. He already said that. So if you don't have it, it's what you want and it's what you need. You should want it. Because it's what you need for to have the power. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So that's important. So in both of those cases, they knew what they had in them, and they knew how it worked. They knew. And God received and honor their word, and God received and honor what they said. Start doing that. Decree and declare a thing. That's what the scripture said, it shall be. Do you believe it? It's the word of God. Well, it just didn't seem to work when I do it, because you don't believe it's not the word, honey, it's you. Okay? God's word is infallible. So it's not the word of God, it's you. So you want to build up your faith, build up your tenacity, you know, challenge yourself when things come. That's what, you know, I can remember being newly saved, raised in apostolism, but I didn't do it for myself. So I would start just little things, trusting the Lord. I'm like, okay, I got this headache. I'm not going to take it, et cetera. I was going to pray, and I'm going to expect you to heal it. And he'd heal it. And I'm like, ooh. Then another little thing, I'm going to trust in the Lord for this. Bam. Ooh. And then, and that's why I developed the saying, God can do more with the hearts and mind of men above anything we can do or say. So I learned this. I'm like, I've never had trouble with people. I'm a people person. I generally do very, very, very well. But this one professor, I wasn't doing so well. I'm like, what's going on here? People like me. She does that. I'm like, this is not cool. Oh, my goodness. She tortured me. Called me every name under the book. She didn't cuss. I was dumb, stupid, idiot. I mean, just crazy, you know, improper. And I'm in my 20s. I'm like, serious, Lord? I said, can I just hit her once? You know, it took me back to my little ghetto reference. I want to pop this one. And, of course, she never told me yes. So I said, Lord, I'm going to need you to fix this for me. And this was in a piano class with piano majors. I was a piano minor. Gave me a harder, the hardest. I could sight read through the other people's stuff. She gave me something, and I'd probably still be sitting there right now, and told me if I, she was going to flunk me. So I was spending 7 hours, literally. I wasn't sleeping. I was practicing, trying to get this stuff learned. And I finally got the first movement learn, and she was just so surprised I was able to do that. And so she says, well, if you don't learn the other two movements, I'm still flunking you. I'm like, no, she didn't. But I never talked back. I said, Laura, this is really challenging. But I was building up my faith in God. I was allowing this shield to protect me from this woman and to protect her from me, because I really wanted to do something to her. But my prayer was, okay, I just said, God, while she's sleeping, I'm going to need you to go to her in her dreams and tell her such and such a word to say to me tomorrow, because this is not fair. And what I asked God to tell her to say to me was, I've changed my mind, just forget it. And I promise you, the next time, which would be the next day when I saw her, she was very nasty. But she said exactly what I asked God to do. She says, huh, well, I changed my mind. I just forget it. And I went, oh, my goodness, this thing's work. If I have faith in God and faith that he hears me and that he will deliver me, he says, I'm your buckler and your shield for you. I said, oh, my goodness, I'm on to something. This is terrific. I can speak to God and tell him to speak to people, and woo! I said, this is sweet. I've been using it ever since. I'm using it right now on somebody. And the Lord is just producing. I'm telling you, if you allow it, God will work for you. But if you do it for yourself, then he'll sit down and twiddle his finger and say, you know, when you get to a place where you need me, go ahead and call me. But if you're all that, go for it. But man, if you could just humble yourself on the mighty hand of God, put that shield on, shield you, let the Lord shield you away from evil and stuff, and let him protect you and let him make a great outcome, because he can keep you. God's a keeper. And I want to end with this scripture in Jude, the last two scriptures in there, 24-25. And it says, now unto him, Lord, he's able to keep you. He kept me, man, from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, dominion and power, now and forever. God's a keeper. Sign up for the Lord's army and be strong in it and in the power of his might. Be blessed. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.